There is surprising news today about American teenagers and sex. According to a new federal survey, teens are waiting longer before they start having sex. They're more likely to use condoms and other forms of contraception. More teens are going steady with their first sexual partner, and a substantial majority say they talk to their parents about sex. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has details on the report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's pretty common for high school students to think that everybody at school is having sex, but the new study shows that just the minority are.
It's a third, so it's not a majority of students that have had intercourse. Just a third, 30.3% for females and 31% for males.
That's Joyce Abma. She's the lead author of the CDC report. She says a lot fewer 15 to 17-year-olds say they're having intercourse compared to the last time the government did the survey in 1995.
It's a substantial and statistically significant drop. It was 8 percentage points for females.
And even more for teen boys, a 12% drop. In fact, among whites, girls are now more likely to have had sex than boys. Kristen Moore is the president of Child Trends, a research group. She says the survey shows the abstinence message is getting through. So too is the message about the importance of contraception.
We are seeing major and dramatic increases in the use of condoms at first sex. Before 1980, the data indicate that 22% used a condom at first sex, and it's gone up to 73% in the 2002 data.
The most dramatic improvement was seen in African-American teens.
You know, we really do have a very important decline in teen pregnancy going on in the African-American community. There's a market for abstinence among disadvantaged kids.
Black males between 15 and 19 recorded the biggest change. 17% fewer say they've had sex. That includes kids like Antonio Jones.
Some females out there, they just don't understand no, and I'm not ready because I'm still young.
He's 16 and wears a black nylon cap on his head. Jones doesn't want anything to get in the way of his goal of going to college or a trade school.
And I'm not trying to ruin my life by having an STD or a baby in my life.
Jones gets support for that thinking at Teen Life Choices. It's a Monday through Friday after-school program run by Covenant House of Washington, D.C. It doesn't look like one at first, but this is a teen pregnancy prevention program. When Jones and his friends walk through the front door, the first person they see is the receptionist, Tracy Washington. She makes them sign in, and then she peppers them with questions.
Antonio, you have homework? Can I see it?
Getting homework done is a big part of this program. Many of these kids are behind at school, so there are tutors, computers for doing research, and a hot meal. Tonight, it's hot dogs. Some of these kids wouldn't eat dinner at all if not for this program. Many go home to families where they're on their own. Shanita Burney runs Teen Life Choices. She says to help kids make good choices about sex, you have to address all the troubles in their lives.
We're talking about a sense of hopelessness. Those who just feel like, what's the point? Yeah, I'll come to your center every day, but I'm depressed. My neighborhood's not going to change. My family's not going to change. I don't have a father. My mother is a drug addict. My brothers and my sisters don't care about me. Everybody picks on me. And just feeling like, you know, I might as well have sex. I might as well get pregnant. I might as well do drugs.
This program teaches abstinence. Tonight at Circle Time, the discussion is about how abstinence is the surest way to avoid HIV and AIDS.
Okay. But also remember that if you engage in those risky behaviors, you put yourself at risk. Right now, among African-American females between the ages of 18 and I think 34, that's one of the number one killers for us. How did that happen? It used to be a white gay male disease. Now it's black females. Think about that. That's serious, okay?
Despite the focus on abstinence, some of these kids do have sex. One girl is 9 months pregnant. She's allowed to stay because she still needs the support. Kristen Moore and her colleagues at Child Trends are studying the Covenant House program.
Programs like this, replicated by the hundreds and perhaps thousands across the country, are making a difference. They're giving kids a sense of relationships with adults and with one another, and they're making investments in these kids' futures so that they are not eager to risk that future by becoming pregnant or developing a sexually transmitted disease at a young age.
Still, the government report says not everything is all right with American teens. They still have a high birth rate compared to teens in other countries. There are more numbers to be released. For the first time, government surveyors asked teens if they engage in oral sex and about gay sex. Those results are expected to be published sometime next year. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.